Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio for episode 3. I'm not going to say it every single time, but we're on the third episode because we started on Tuesday of the Pivotal Podspective. And what are we doing? What's the Pivotal Podspective about? Well, it's about me chatting to people absolutely everywhere. And they've got ideas, things that they've done, innovative ideas, maybe a new twist on something you've got, something you'll be able to pivot with and change your business. It's a phrase that's been used a huge amount in the last month or so, and that's why we came up with the Pivotal Podspective. So we've got something to give to you guys, so we can give you something that's going to help you to pivot, change, grow, adopt, adapt, and improve. And again, joining me is my very, very good friend over here, Adrian Dorabantu. How are you doing, everyone. Adrian?
Hello, I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm really, really good today. Do you know what? I'm even better than usual because, you know what I've done today? I went on somebody else's podcast.
Perfect. I didn't. Yeah. You didn't say anything about that. Congrats.
I know. I thought I'd leave it to this as a little surprise.
So how did you feel there as a guest, not as a host?
As a guest, it was all right, to be fair. It was in essence going through my journey, you know, where did it start from, and you know, and sort of we went through it, and we went a bit over time because, you know, when we got to a point, you said, oh, so is this when you started your business? I went, oh, actually, we're a good few years off that yet. So then there was another, and you know the history. So yeah, it was interesting. It was I didn't cover everything. I covered a few bits. Yeah, it was good. Christian Lovrasic, he's a digital marketing guy from Florida that I've spoken to you about.
Yeah, I know him. I remember him.
And he's going to be coming on, and he's got, just like you, a wealth of knowledge and things from his own experience. So he's going to be coming on the show and doing some great little chats with me as well, as you and I are going to be continuing to do as well. So it was a good show to go on, mate. It was interesting to be a guest as opposed to the interviewer or host, I should say.
Great. I'm looking forward to see that, to be honest, and to see him on your show. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And how's your day been, Adrian? That's enough about me.
It's been very busy, but I slept a bit more today just because last night, I'm not sure if you've seen, but after we finished our little podcast.
Oh, yes.
I've just seen something. It was on Hot UK. This is for people that don't know and that are watching us all from over the pond and all this. There is a website in UK where you get loads of deals, and Google gave something for free. Like there was a certification that normally you have to pay for.
Yeah.
And it was for free. The fundamental of digital marketing.
Yeah.
And it was a 40-hour training, which I've done it in 3 hours, basically.
Oh, 40 hours in 3 hours.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was exhausting, to be honest, but I finished it and I got my certification. I even tagged you in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I saw it. I saw it on LinkedIn. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's what I got. That's what I did last night. So I was a bit, tired after that.
Well, I've got something for you. So I think the audience want to say something. So a little congratulations to you, Adrian.
Thank you. That was great. I never got that.
Anybody over here on Instagram, if you don't know, then you need to go and check out the live over on Facebook. It will be going up onto YouTube as well over the next week. Listen, this week already, congratulations on that, by the way. Not that you needed certificating, if that's even a word.
It was a funny way, yeah. It was just fun doing it.
It's good to do these things, to be honest. And, you know, and you are now a Google digital, what's it called? You don't even know, do you?
Digital marketing. I'm certified in the fundamental of digital marketing.
So you're a Google fundamental digital marketer extraordinaire.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, they just take you through everything, all the steps of a business, starting from the brick and mortar, how you set it up to actually growing the brand. So going to Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Google My Business, websites, SEO, video, YouTube, everything till the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you. Good for you, mate. It's another string to add to the bow. You can never stop self-developing or developing your business, can you?
Exactly. Yeah. And when you see opportunities like this, you just have to take them. Especially
Definitely. Definitely. If you'd have rung me and said to do it, I would have said, Adrian, can you just let me know when you've done it?
All right.
Listen, this week already we went over chatbots on Tuesday, QR codes last night. If people don't know what QR codes, you've got to check it out. But that's that on Instagram, if you can see that and there. And tonight we're going to be going over Google My Business. Now, I'm not going to slate you for this because this isn't anything new, right? And it's nothing necessarily innovative either. It is slightly, but it's not. It's not new. It's not innovative. However, it is pivotal because I do believe that it's something that you should absolutely have in place for your business. You know, we both know this, and it is very, very useful. We've obviously done it for Forge. I'm not even sure whether we've done it properly for Essex Business Radio. So it's something we're going to have to look at. But obviously, Forge sponsors us, and we are we are one. We're like a family here, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah. And I will be happy to help you for free, sort that out.
Thanks very much. And we're going to help everybody else for free tonight by telling them about it.
Yeah.
So come on, Adrian. I know a little bit about this, of course, but you are the extraordinaire, definitely on the Google side now. So what is Google My Business? Because lots of people don't know still, to be fair.
Exactly. So even though you said loads of people know, it's not something new, but you're going to be surprised how many times if you watch on businesses on Google, they don't have that register. So just a free tip for everyone. If you search for something on Google and you see the map over there, you know, with the business listed over there, if you see the button that says claim this business or do you own this business, that means they haven't registered with Google My Business. And I've seen businesses that are over 10 years old, they've never done that. So again, this in theory, I can just go and claim someone else's business, which it wouldn't be good for them, to be honest, especially even if they have a few reviews already.
Yeah.
Because what happens, once you register, you know, the first business that I had registered, it was here in UK, and it was my digital marketing company.
Yeah.
And I think 1 month after I registered, I got a letter from Google saying that congrats for your business, and they offered me some free ad credit and all this.
I remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But basically, if you register a business, Google already knows about you. So even if you don't do Google My Business, they're going to take some information and do that. But they're going to be very simple information. And that's why it's very good for you to go and actually fill in the right contact details, services that they're offering, business hours, location, and all that. All these are going to help you to get indexed better on Google.
Yeah.
And that's what Google My Business does. On top of loads of other things, you know. I can just go on, or do you want me to ask?
No, listen, I mean, okay, so probably one of the easiest things is if you're going to Google, if you want to get to somewhere, for example, right? So just so we can put this into context, and this is quite a useful thing to have as well. Not everybody wants to do this either, I suppose. Not everybody wants to, if they want to have a small business from home, they don't always want everybody to know where their business is. However, it does give you some weight. If you can do that and people can see that you are a substantial business, bricks and mortar, wherever it is, it's good to show that.
Exactly. It doesn't, let's say you're a mobile mechanic. Let's take a situation here where you're a mobile mechanic, obviously not going to have a fixed place of work or something like that.
Yeah.
But still you can get reviews through Google My Business, you know, and people are going to see that's a legit business. You got the reviews there and people, they're going to write maybe mobile mechanic, Essex, mobile mechanic, Los Angeles, mobile mechanic, I don't know, something, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They're going to see there's someone there that has the reviews and all this, even if it's not like a physical location or, someone in a fixed place, and that's going to help you.
Yeah.
And on the top of that, the main benefits are once you registered all those, you're going to get ranked into Google quite easily and your business is going to start showing up in, usually it's 48 hours from what I've seen in my experience. You know?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. From what I remember. Yeah.
And one of the best things is, again, if you're a one-man band or you don't want to invest into a website because you don't have the money for that, Google actually offer you a free website. It's just a one-pager. A landing page, but they offer you a free website where you can put your description, images about you, and say exactly what you do and all that, testimonials and all those kind of things. And
it's very
easy for anyone to do that. And it's very, very good to do this, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely did not know that. We spoke about this before last week or whatever. I did not know that you could get that. And landing pages is a great way of getting of directing people to somewhere to show that you've got a small business. Listen, there are people that can turn over $100,000 sat in their own home out of their own home business. You've got a proper business if you're doing that, turn over that sort of money, you know. And if you can then add some weight to that by then saying, you know, I know people that have been selling stuff on Facebook and started a business that way. Get a landing page there. Direct people to it. Get their information. You can just go in there and just put people's information. You just go in there and just leave some details. Is that not a great thing to do? No.
And once you've done that, it's very, very cool because actually Google My Business, you can also have some analytics or insights straight into the Google My Business. Yep. You can see exactly how many people came there, how many people asked for directions, how many people called you or clicked the call button and all this. Yep. They're going to help you, you know, to understand better things about your business.
Absolutely.
So another very good thing about this is you can post. If you have a Google My Business, you can do posts, same like Facebook posts or Instagram posts. To be honest, I didn't know that until I started actually using it. And I've seen a tab over there saying posts. And I said, what's with that? But actually, you can post about any new winnings of your business, any new testimonials.
On Google.
New photos. Exactly. Yeah. Same like on Facebook. And you get ranked for that. And people actually see those posts. They are shown organically to everyone that searches different things on Google. Okay. Like, I don't know. You're right. Catering Essex or catering UK. UK, maybe it's a bit too broad, but let's say a city or a town. And you're going to see random images basically from Google showing you posts from businesses that have done that.
Okay. Okay.
And you see the analytics of those as well.
That's a good point. Was when I moved to Essex from Hertfordshire a couple of years ago, I actually went and found a barber's locally by literally typing in barber's on my phone in Google, right? Because I search for everything on Google as probably 80% of the world does these days. And you know, it actually did have reviews on there. Now, I'm not one to particularly use that for searching for people because, well, I just don't. But if I was to, like that, where I'm quite particular with my hair, which a lot of people know, and Anthony Komodikis, who's been on the show and is going to be coming on again, he cut my hair for years. So finding the right person that was going to do that, you needed to have a decent review. Exactly. So I did use that. So yeah, that absolute proof that works. If you don't know somebody, you're looking for somebody, then going on Google is the first place you are going to search for stuff generally. I mean, I'm not being funny. Yeah. You're not going to use Ask Jeeves, are you? Does Ask Jeeves even exist anymore? Who knows?
No, I don't know. Maybe
it was before my time. You're too young.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Same like Yale. Yale doesn't exist for me. But yeah. Okay, and just going back to the website and all this, it's funny because you said, you know, you looked on your mobile. It's a very good thing with the website that they give you because everything is mobile optimized. And let's be honest. That's what most people do these days. They're just going to look on their phone straight away, you know, looking at something. So it's really, really good to have that and do it there.
Good. Okay, great. What benefit is it to people then, really, apart from the fact that if somebody's searching for your business? So give us some benefits. Come on.
I will give you a real example, actually. Someone contacted me last year.
I thought you might do.
That's exactly why we chose to discuss about this. So someone contacted me last year. He said, can you help me build a website? They just opened a care home back in my hometown in Romania. Yeah. And there aren't many care homes there, to be honest. Said, can you help me build a website? And
there aren't many.
No, there aren't many. It's very, very niched.
Well, that's because you're nice. You're nice in Eastern Europe. You look after your old people at home.
But obviously, exactly. It's a culture thing, and you usually tend to.
Here we go. We ship them off. Off you go. Not that I would, of course. Everybody, I wouldn't do that. My mum lives in Spain. She's sunning up. She's living a better life than me. Sorry, carry on.
Don't worry. They called me and said, "Can you make me a website?" And I said, "No." Why do you want to have a website? They thought if I make a website, suddenly everyone is going to find out about me. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that for you just because it takes loads of money. You need to do SEO. You need to do loads of other things. So have you registered your business with Google My Business? No, what's that? So I've explained what it is. It was a bit difficult for them, but I've done it in the end. So I've done it. I created a website for them and in Google My Business and all that. Yeah. And I said, look, what we're going to do, we're going to choose a very generic name for the business when we register it on Google My Business, and that was like care home and my hometown. So everyone that was looking for that, they would show up straight away first. And I said, please, what we're going to do, we're going to ask 10 of your friends to leave you a review, right? A good review.
Right.
In 1 week, they were number one in searches. So even now, without any SEO, without any PPC, without absolutely anything.
Yeah.
So you go and search for care home in my hometown and they show up number one in Google searches without any advertising or anything like that.
Right. Okay.
So that's what it's just to everyone, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So no money put into that. Nothing. Just ask some friends of yours to leave your reviews, especially if you have over 10 reviews, it's perfect. And you're going to get ranked way, way quicker and way easier than with other methods.
Listen, I absolutely urge everybody to do this because I do know that this works. I do know. Listen, it's a good thing from lots of different points of view, you know. So people know where your business is. If you've got an office or you've got a business base from home or whatever, and you're happy for that to be your trading address, then, you know, get that on there. What they will do is when you register for this, they will send you a card that verifies that you are at that address as well, just so you know. I don't think we spoke about that.
It doesn't happen in all the countries, though. For example, in some countries, they don't send you anything. You just get approved straight away. So it's random.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
you've gone all blurry at this end. I don't know what you've done. It's not actually you that's gone blurry. You do look definitely soft around the edges now. It's not you actually physically gone blurry. I think it is just literally the camera.
Yeah, it looks fine here over me, but. Yeah.
Oh, does it? So Google My Business, the free web page from Google as well, which is like a landing page, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah,
and am I right in saying that you can have that? It's not just like a mini site. You can have it as a landing page, so you can take people's details. What happens to that if you want to?
So you have a contact form over there, and that gets you just get an email, and you get the lead section in the Google My Business there, basically. Yeah. But you have an email sent by Google when anyone leaves their details or they want to contact you through the contact form there.
Perfect.
That's why I would suggest everyone to do. If they don't want to invest in a website or they don't have the budget at the beginning, I would definitely do that.
What about if you have anyway? What happens if you've got a website anyway? Would that not be a great way to actually do one and have that directed to your website?
Not really, because it doesn't work like that. So basically, you would have to, when you put in your website, you have to put your proper website if you have one. You cannot have both of them. That's the thing.
There we go. Yeah. I knew the answer to that. I was just double checking. I didn't actually know the answer to that. I'm completely lying. That's a great thing. I think these are all free tools as well. I mean, you know, it's just nothing you've got to
Everything
spend.
Everything is for free.
No money on this at all.
Exactly. And like I said, the ranking methods and the ranking ways, they're just unbelievable, to be honest. So they work really well with this. And that's why I would recommend that to everyone to do it. Ask your friends to give you reviews at the beginning. And that's going to boost you quite a lot in the searches.
Yeah, listen, it's always a good way to get reviews from people, get them off your friends. I didn't do that because I was too embarrassed I didn't want to ask people to do that, and I felt a bit fake. But if you have given somebody a service, even if it's, you know, there's been no money exchange hands and you've actually done something for somebody, then why not get a review? That's not how I went about it. I went about things the hard way and then waited for real reviews and things like that. So, but you get them, you still get them. But it's good to get them on Google. I mean, that's something that we haven't done yet. So I'm going to be tapping up all my friends.
I think it also depends what type of business you have. Obviously, maybe for an e-commerce business, that would not be that relevant. But for any brick and mortar store or any physical location, I think that would be perfect.
Or service-based businesses, for example. Exactly. I mean, that's you know, people do go on Google. They will check on there. I think it's a really good thing to know and a really good thing to use. So, landing page on Google, you know, free Google website. We'll put some links up and stuff, obviously, on this post. That's great. But if you've got a business that's already got a website, then absolutely get on the Google My Business. Do them a Google My Business anyway. Register your business on there. I'm going to add something into this, if you don't mind.
Yeah, feel free.
Because there are companies out there that once you've done your Google My Business, that to help you guys with some let's say SEO in essence, is it takes a bit of time. And you and I have spoken about this, you know, months and months ago. But you can go and register with some of these search sites that basically will help you get recognized and get noticed. And if you can do that on the top, you're going to you'll spend a bit of time and evening. I'm not being funny. Tonight, if you've got nothing to do for the next 3 hours, go and register Google My Business. Go and get on there. Go through it. It's pretty simple to set up. Yeah. If I can do it, anybody can, to be fair. And if Adrian can do it, well, that doesn't really count, to be fair, because he's just really skillful in these things. But, you know, do that. But also then go and have a look at it. If you search for the top 20 sites that you should get yourself registered on, a lot of them are free. You know, even the Yale ones, you get them on there. It will help you. It's not going to do you any harm at all. The problem is those guys, Google won't badge you, but these other guys will badge you to try and get you to advertise with them and list it on there as a proper listing. But there's no when you list yourself on there, there is no, you don't have to be listed on there as a proper business. So, and it will help. Am I wrong in saying that, or is that right?
It's optional. Yeah. Yeah. You just create backlinks to you, and that's exactly what you're explaining there. And that matters exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff.
I mean, you want your website to appear in as many searches as possible, you know, everywhere. So that's the thing.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of times at the beginning, people don't pay for SEO because it's an extra cost. So, but you've got to get things right anyway. And we're going to be talking about this in other shows. You've got to get stuff right before you start paying for SEO and you know, search engine optimization. If you don't know what that is, then it's basically how people search for you, how they find you. And the more money you spend, the easier it is to find you. That's absolutely wrong. That isn't the case. It's being smart. Like everything that we're ever going to talk about, there are smart ways of doing things, and Adrian definitely knows the right ways to get engagement and the right innovative ways, because he doesn't like to spend huge amounts of money on things. No. He finds a better way of doing it, and that's what we're trying to get across to you guys.
I'm very greedy, even though sometimes I have customers with very big budgets, but I'm the one that always say, well, if it costs too much money, we're not going to do it. You know, but we have the money. It's not about that. I don't want to spend too much money.
Yeah. And I love that. You know, you don't want, you never want us to spend money if we don't have to, you know, and vice versa. So, I think there's been a lot to be had from that this evening. Thanks very much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we sort of say the usual?
Something that I would like to mention. So,
we've got some more, guys.
Yeah, the tip of the day today was supposed to be the free website from Google. But after I've done that training last night, and I don't recommend people do it in 3 hours like I've done it, but just because I knew most of the answers already, we're going to leave a link to that free training. I think it's still free for now, so people can go and actually do it and get that certification. And anyone that has an online business or they're thinking to start or take their business online, it's a massive value just because it takes you through all the stages and everything that we've discussed today about SEO, yesterday about QR codes, chatbots, and all those kind of things. You're going to find them in this training from Google, and it's free. So that's why, please don't pay silly money to gurus and things like that. Just go and do trainings from the authorities that everyone knows for now. And after that, later, you can decide what you do with the money.
I love it. I love it. Thank you very much. Adrian Dorabantu, the now Google extraordinaire. I'm going to go to a long phrase.
Fundamentals of digital marketing.
The Google fundamentals in digital marketing extraordinaire.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
As always, absolute pleasure chatting with you. I'm looking forward to Tuesday next week, where we will be talking about, what are we going to be talking about on Tuesday next week, Adrian?
We're going to talk about a beast called Facebook Business Manager. We need to see if we're going to do that live or not, just because it's very complex and tricky to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll chat about it, and then maybe what we'll do is maybe we'll record something and we can put that up to maybe go through a couple of little processes. Business Manager, Google it. You will not easily find out how to operate it and how to work it. We're going to have a chat with you next week. I've had quite a lot of experience in this area. Adrian has a huge amount of experience and getting it to work for other people. So this is going to be great. In fact, we could probably have two episodes on that, to be fair. So maybe we'll have a chat about that.
Yeah, we can definitely have, yeah. It's going to be less than 4 and 4.1.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, thanks very much, Adrian. If you want to know more about what we've been talking about here with the Google My Business, or yesterday, QR codes, or on Tuesday, where we chatted about ManyChat, which is a chatbot, which is a Facebook-based chatbot, but also you can use it on your website. If you want to know about all of these things, then you want to go and have a look at the lives on Facebook. Over on Instagram, go over to Facebook, my Facebook, which is Elliot Brown, not host underscore Elliot Brown. It is on Instagram or Essex Business Radio. And if you want to get on a show, then click on send message on the Essex Business Radio Facebook page. Have a chat with Elliot Bot, who will take you through a few questions. And and there's going to be podcasts, audio and video podcasts, we're classing them as, because lots of people think that podcasts are just audio. A podcast is a downloadable. This will be done in audio form, and you'll be able to download this from the website, www.essexbusinessradio.com, or on the app, which is available at all good app stores. I love that. And Adrian is joining me for at least 7 episodes, starting this whole brand new Pivotal Perspective series off. Well, I'm going to be joined by more guests, which we're getting lined up to be talking to about all sorts of things that are going to help you out personally and professionally. Adrian, absolute pleasure as always.
Same, Elliot. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone that listened to us and watched us as well.
Thank you. Peace out. All right, Adrian, thank you very much. I shall catch up with you later. So I hope you got a lot from this evening. I've really enjoyed it. Of course, I'm always finding out things. Although I do know about Google My Business, I'm always finding out new stuff every day. And that's what I do. I mean, it's really good to do that. Learn from others. It's very, very important to learn from others' experiences and their skills. So I'm going to sign off for now. It's been incredible. I've loved this week getting this new series going. And I feel like that we've got so much and so much to give you and so much to go, so much information, but we're chunking it down into little bits each day. So if you want to know more about this, go over to YouTube, Essex Business Radio, subscribe on there and like and follow and do all of the things you can across all the social media platforms. Big love to you all. Thanks again for joining me for another show, another interesting and inspiring of the third series of this episode, little mess up there, of the Pivotal Perspective. So what I'm going to say ciao for now, brown cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.